Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Jordan Klepper.
Tonight, Killer Mike is here tonight. Frankly, it is great to be back. Jon Stewart kicked things off last night. He worked one day, now he's taking a well-deserved break until next week. But the campaign continues, and so do we with Indecision 2024. Now, for once, the big news in the GOP primary is not about Donald Trump. It's about Nikki Haley and what Donald Trump said about her.
Former President Trump taking heat for questioning why Nikki Haley's husband has not been with her on the campaign trail.
Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone.
Your husband, Michael, is a major with the South Carolina Army National Guard, currently deployed in the Horn of Africa.
It's disgusting. And let's take it and move me and Michael out of it. If you're going to go and criticize a combat veteran, you criticize one veteran, you're criticizing all of them.
Wow. Now, that is the spine of a leader. Someone who will stand up for our troops when Donald Trump attacks them. I mean, not John McCain or the Gold Star family. She worked for Trump after that. But if you go after a troop that Nikki Haley is married to, that is where she draws a very specific line. Now, Haley's obviously been hitting this very hard. And honestly, I don't blame her for milking this. The only time the media gives her attention is when Donald Trump is roasting her. In fact, if I were Nikki Haley, I'd text Trump like, "Hey, Donnie, check out this pic of my son's weird overbite. Send." But this whole thing might be a misunderstanding. And I don't want to be a Trump defender. One, because he never pays his defense bills. But I honestly don't think he was trying to insult her husband's service. He was just trying to maliciously insinuate that their marriage is collapsing. So, Nikki, I think you owe him an apology. But if you are going to engage Nikki, don't just do this, "How dare you? Have you no decency?" thing, because he doesn't. We've seen this. You can't take the high road with Donald Trump. That off-ramp has been closed since 2016. If he goes after your missing husband, you go after his missing wife. Yes. Get the gloves off. Take them off. Something like, "I'm not surprised you can't keep track of one spouse, Donald, since two already left you." Boom! Donald, why is it easier to spot a classified document at Mar-a-Lago than the mother of your children? Boom! Turns out the only way your wife would spend time with you is if you golfed on the hole where you buried her. So, Just spitballing here, guys. But the Haley-Trump feud isn't just about whose spouse hates them the most. It's about the direction of the Republican Party, something I found out over the weekend. Take a look. Trump is cruising in the GOP primary, yet Nikki Haley has refused to back out, despite losing in three states where she was beaten by the general concept of none of these candidates. So I went down to a Haley campaign stop in her home state to see if she has found any cracks in the MAGA foundation.
I love Nikki Haley, what she did for South Carolina. I voted for Trump twice. I'm embarrassed.
She's going up in the polls. She keeps going up.
I mean, she did lose to none of these candidates.
I know.
Back in Nevada.
Yeah.
Tough. Now, we're looking at polls here. The polls aren't great for Haley up against Trump for this primary.
I am not smart enough to tell you numbers, but I can tell you one thing. She is certainly not going to get embarrassed in this state. I have a problem with people insinuating she might not have been an effective governor. Really? Well, they either lived in another state or they're high as a Georgia pine.
I know, I'm not from there. Are those tall trees?
Very tall, okay, buddy.
The idea is just to stop Trump. Oh, I'm a Republican all my life, but I cannot support Trump.
But even in the face of tough odds, her supporters had a long-term strategy to the GOP nomination.
Staying in all the way to the convention because he may not be around by the convention because he gets put in jail or convicted.
What do you think Haley needs to do to convince those Trump voters who say they will never, ever, 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 ever vote for Nikki Haley? And obviously I'm abbreviating this. The crowd was small, but there were people in South Carolina hungry for a new choice. I wondered, here in Haley's own backyard, what kind of a crowd would Trump muster in? Oh shit, his rally was huge. You could even say bigly.
God, it's gonna be loud. It's gonna be loud.
Loud inside.
And it's gonna be crazy.
I mean, it's kind of quiet and businesslike outside.
Yeah.
But it's a party in the back.
It's gonna be huge.
You would know, my friend. You would know. Tell me about your outfit. What's going on here?
This is just some shorts.
Swim trunks.
Swim trunks. I gotta say, it's a unique placement of his mouth area.
I've loved everything that he has implemented in the past, so I love if he could put that back into office to keep that going.
Like what stuff?
I like the border control.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big point.
We should be working to fix what's happening at the border.
Yeah.
Feels like Congress is just sitting on their hands right now doing nothing.
Yes.
They brought up a bill to do something, and Trump said, no freaking way. Why was that a good idea?
I don't know.
Okay, so what did they think of Trump's only remaining human opponent?
I think she changed.
Yeah.
Fake She's Republican. Changed.
Fake Republican.
Yeah.
Nikki who?
Not familiar with Nikki Haley?
Globalist. She belongs to the fascists.
She was in the UN, for God's sake.
I know. That's a global fascist capital of the world.
To be fair, she was appointed by Donald Trump.
Okay. But she stabbed him in the back as quick as she could.
Yes.
Loyalty matters.
Loyalty matters.
Fidelity that matters.
Wait, when you say fidelity matters, you're not talking about, like, marital.
All fidelity matters.
Fidelity matters. Have fun in there inside with Donald Trump. I don't know if his third wife will be in there with him. I think she might still be mad at him. And Trump's recent court challenges have inspired a brand new demand. Trump has been talking right now about, he says he thinks he should be immune from the actions he takes while
Absolutely.
President. You think he should have total immunity?
Otherwise, everyone's going to jail.
You're fine with Trump as king?
Yes.
Trump as king is good?
Yep.
And that's about as American as you can get.
Yes, it is.
King Trump.
Yes.
However, Trump isn't asking to be a king. He wants to be a different kind of ruler.
He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one.
A dictatorship for day one.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
What does that actually look like?
Well, that means that about half the people in the Department of Justice should be arrested and put behind bars.
Okay. That's like a true dictatorship.
Yeah. Well, you know, it needs to happen.
Donald Trump said he'll be a dictator day one. What do you think of that? Is that a good idea?
Let's get it done. Get in and get it done. Let's go.
He's not going to be like a Hitler dictator. No, more like a Mussolini dictator for
yes,
a day.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Put the people in place.
A dictator can do that, right?
Yes, sir.
It could put people in place.
Absolutely.
The good people are over here, the bad people are over here in a gulag.
At this point, it's what America needs.
So they're on board with the dictator justice. But what about all the big dictator talk? Trump said they're poisoning the blood of our country.
Trump kind of speaks in allegories. What he's talking about is the blood of the country's been tainted. People have come here and immigrated. It's a different story.
And they don't know our American history and our values.
Nor do they respect it.
So when he says poisoning our country, it sounds harsh. It sounds much nicer in the original German.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
While many were on board with Dictator 2.0, I did start to see some small cracks in support. Like when I found this woman who spent 60 days in prison for her role on January 6th. You were a Trump supporter?
Absolutely. I was Republican. And I was wrong that day for even being there. January 6th was an insurrection.
Keep your voice down. This is a Trump rally. That's not the most popular take to have right now.
And this guy, who confessed he's scared about losing his money after investing in a bunch of weird financial MAGA products, like Trump debit cards and a dubious Trump currency.
I have supported him with checks and the gold Trump bars, $100 gold things. I can't get rid of those. NFT cards, TRB cards.
So how does that work?
They gave me a PIN number and everything. Go to any ATM. Went to the ATM and couldn't get nothing out. The card has nothing on it.
You think it was a scam?
It might have been. I don't know.
So you've invested a lot in Donald Trump.
Yeah. Everyone is telling me to buy something different.
Stop. Don't buy anything.
I'm not.
As a guy who's just getting to know you here, stop it, right?
I am. But I had this one guy. He wants me to put in more money, right?
No.
I'm not.
Here's the deal. I'm afraid if you go in there again, you're going to be taken in by a scam again.
No.
All I'm saying is here. I'm saying there is hope that you can make better choices and not give in to a scam moving forward.
Right.
Okay? So
right.
I think you just walked that way, right through those gates?
No, my car's over here.
Well, we almost saved one person if he'd only parked in the right spot.
When we come back, we'll fix the border crisis. Stick around.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. For months now, Congress has been working on a deal that would send more military aid to Ukraine. Because if Russia defeats Ukraine, then Europe is next, and then America. And I don't know about you, but I'm never going to be able to learn Russian. I mean, look at this. There's a six, a pi symbol, the N is backwards, it's wearing a beret for some reason. I mean, what the f*** am I going to do with this? These people have to be stopped. Their entire language is just a very strong password. The good news is last night, the Senate finally agreed to a $95 billion foreign aid bill, giving money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. They just stuffed all the current and future wars all into one bill, like a delicious defense turducken. The bad news is it's already pretty much dead.
The bill's future is now uncertain due to opposition from Republicans, who insist that it also address the border crisis.
Open the champagne, pop the cork. The Senate Democrat leader and the Republican leader are on their way to Kiev. They've got $60 billion they're bringing. Get the champagne ready and fly to Kiev. On Friday, they will take the $60 billion to Kiev, crack the champagne, and meanwhile, each day, between 5,000 to 10,000 people come across the border illegally.
Does Rand Paul want some champagne? Feels like that's the energy of a drunk ex making a wedding toast. Sure! Pop the champagne, Cheryl! You and your new lover are whisking away to Kiev. Well, you know what? I got a studio apartment above a weed store, so I'm doing fine. I'm leaving! You sent the invite. You didn't have to send the invite. You know what? No. I want a working government. I do. And if Republicans care that much about the border, and Democrats care that much about foreign aid, maybe these senators can negotiate a compromise.
But that is exactly what senators originally tried to do. A group of bipartisan senators worked for months to negotiate a massive bill that would address foreign aid and the immigration crisis. But then Donald Trump derailed it by pressuring Republicans to vote against it.
Oh, right. Because they had a border compromise until Trump tore it up like it was a federal subpoena. Frankly, it blows my mind that Republicans rejected this bill. It was the strongest border bill in decades, but it still wasn't good enough for them. It's like the Democrats asked Republicans to prom, and they said, "F*** off. We're waiting for Jeremy Allen White." Well, guess what, Republicans? You missed out. Because Chuck Schumer is over there in the corner with his dancing shoes on. Just a perfectly nice man who also has a horse. Just gigantic, you know? Just like, well, you know, those glasses are always falling off. That's the gravitational force of just a giant horse just pulling everything, just pulling everything to the ground. Just. You missed out, Republicans. And Republicans, you could have had all that. But Trump made them turn it down. The question is why? To offer some analysis, let's turn now to Desi Leidig. Desi! Desi! Desi, is there any possibility of a compromise on the border?
Oh, you sweet, naive, idealist shit for brains. No, if the Republicans solve the border crisis, then Trump can't run on the border crisis. The border was the perfect campaign issue. It was scary. It was racist. It had a catchy chant. Build the wall. Build the wall.
Build the wall. Build. See, it's got me. It gets me just like that.
Right?
Yeah.
See? See, if they want to get Republicans on board with solving the issue, they need to give them a new issue that they can run on, some heat, some fresh meat to rile them up.
Okay. All right. Like what?
Like anything. Like Democrats pass a law that makes all guns gay. Republicans would be so pissed and also a little turned on.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me try one here. Democrats could cut funding for after-school programs.
Oh, no, Jordan, they don't give a shit about that.
Okay. they could make after-school programs gay.
Yes!
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Now you're getting it.
Right.
Now you're getting it. Yeah. See, Republicans need a campaign issue that scares the shit out of their base. And you know what they're afraid of? Everything. Cities, books, vaccines, gut health.
Yeah, High School Musical Theater, Black Little Mermaid, the first 300 years of American history.
Yes, rainbows, drag brunch, drag dinner, drag afternoon snack, Beyonce singing country music.
Yeah, M&M's, CRT, PBS.
NPR, anything with letters. And of course,
Taylor Swift finding love. Yes.
Yep.
Like, Desi, maybe that gets a border deal done, but we can't just keep swapping one problem for another. I mean, the whole point of politics is to solve problems.
No. The whole point of problems is to let people do politics. If we solve all the problems, then there'll be no more politics. And if there's no more politics, then there's no more political satire. And then we
have to find. find real jobs.
Right.
No, no real, real jobs.
No, no real jobs.
Yes,
no
yes,
jobs.
Yes. No,
no
real jobs. No,
no
real jobs.
No,
no real jobs.
Jobs.
That is something you can chat. Desi Leidick, everybody. When we come back, Killer Mike is here, so don't go away. No.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning rapper whose latest album is called Michael. Please welcome Killer Mike. Congrats first
Thank you.
Sweeping all of the major rap categories at the Grammys.
Hey.
Now, I'm sure you can't talk about what else happened there.
No,
but...
But I did sweep them like a new broom in your grandma's living room.
That's what,
you
better... That's what it's there for. Grandma has it out to sweep up all those Grammys.
Shouts out to Betty, man. Rest in peace to my girl. Man.
Well, I have to ask the big question, though.
Yeah.
The big question everybody had after the Grammys... Did Taylor snub Celine?
Shouts out to Taylor, man. She God damn, she wanted the Grammys. Her boyfriend won the Chiefs. If she's in the poly, me and my wife need a third. We're trying to win again.
Is that what power gives you right now? You feel like you could throw off polygamy right now?
I feel like I could pull it off. Only problem is my wife's good with a gun. She doesn't agree. But I'll keep trying for all the men out there.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I was going to say, you seem like whatever you throw out there is going to come back to you.
I'll give it a shot.
You might as well ask, right? I mean, you are on quite the streak. I mean, as well as winning the Grammys, your son, after a three-year search for a kidney, just got a kidney.
My pony boy got a kidney. I had a talk with him about his kidney like you do a puppy. Like, this is your kidney. You're going to take care of it. Marijuana? Alcohol? No. You know what I mean? But his nurses, we were sitting there as the nurses were telling us, and I was like, God damn, this is a lot for a 21-year-old kid to be taking on. But my kid's a warrior, man. I just got to tell him he's my hero.
That's what it is. I mean, frankly, it is legitimately wonderful to hear good news happening to a good person.
Thank you so much.
What genie lamp did you rub? What is the what do you owe your success to?
Man, I owe it to the fact that I was just too stubborn to give up. My manager Will from Active Management, Will Bronson, and my A&R, cause like you, we're all friends, but we have just saying, just get up every day, put one foot in front of the other. So I have a lot of talent, but it took me 20 years to get here, and I was just too stubborn to quit. And I think that that's half the battle, just being tenacious about it. Mm-hmm. And I want to take time to honestly thank my children, because my children have lost so much time with their dad as I was doing it. We've had great quality time, but the quantity of time has been cut short. So Malik, Anaya, Pony Boy, Mikey, just thank you guys so much for allowing dad to do this, you know?
I love it. I mean, you've been at this for a long time, and you famously said, like, don't give up.
Don't give up.
You're never too old.
You're never too old.
I'm 45.
Well...
Could I win a best rap album? Could that happen?
As long as you got a hairline, and you do. And there we
Thank
go.
You.
That's half
It's
of.
Creeping.
Have
it's
it rap.
It's creepy.
It looks great, though. You're on it. Maybe we're too old for porn, but rap we got. Rap, we're sent for rap.
There was never an age where it would have been an appropriate choice in my life.
At 18 years old, listening to Luke and the Two Live Crew, we could throw that dick.
That was the era. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about your album.
Yes.
A personal album, but I want to also look at, like, you reference Satan a lot on this album. Even on the cover right here, you have devil horns.
Horns and halos.
Horns and halo, right? Yeah. Spirituality is a big part of this album.
Yeah.
We're at an interesting time right now.
Yeah.
People seem to be moving away from spirituality.
Yeah.
And yet it feels like you infuse a lot of your work into it. I know you have a lot of respect for the craft of hip-hop, of rap.
I do.
Do you feel like that can serve as a conduit for people who are looking for spirituality, who are looking for something? What do you see that role?
I came out with a rap album called Rap Music 12 years ago, and it was, you know, it was titled Rebellious African That Me Be Me, and then People's Music for all the people. And at that time, I realized that the only religious experiences I'd really had were when I listened to or was a part of music. Mm-hmm. And music is a very big part of the church. I'm a Southern Black man. I grew up in Baptist and Pentecostal churches, so music was a conduit to put everybody in the room on the same frequency and the same energy. So I actually believe that people aren't away from spirituality as much as they're running from the institutions that promise them spirituality and just deliver things like give us money or we need tithing. I think that people are trying to find... I think that they're trying to find God and spirituality, but they're finding it in places you wouldn't regularly find it. They're finding communion with one another. They're finding it away from church and out in nature. And not that nature becomes their God as much as it's a lot easier to talk to God when you're standing under a tree smoking a joint, you know?
He's closer that way, right?
Yeah, I won't talk about my thing, but I was sitting in a jail cell and I didn't have anything to do, so I just prayed. And I just thank God for 3 hours. I say, you know, just thank you for the blessings I've been bestowed upon me. Thank you for the life you've given me. I invoked the spirit of my mother and my grandmother and was like, I hope you guys see me. Not the jail part, but the winning part. And after I got out the next morning, I got a call to my son and got a kidney. So I'm very much a believer. I have a white manager. Will's a white guy. And he said, shit, for 15 years, I thought you were an atheist. I was like, no, Will, I was more agnostic. But making this album brought me closer to God. It brought me closer to the grand being that has designed human beings to be here. So I'm thankful that music brings me closer to my creator.
Well said. Well said. I mean, it's interesting you talk about it like that, because I do think I spend a lot of time out in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to a lot of rallies, talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very easy to otherize. Mm-hmm. The MAGA crew, the Trump crew, whatever side you're in, I think we're on a search for something that makes us feel whole, makes us feel part of a community, and gives us a sense of meaning. And I think without that in our lives, we replace it with the quickest, easiest, loudest thing. And so finding a conduit for potential good, I think, is remarkable and to be commended. So kudos on that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tell me this. I'm also a big fan of Run the Jewels.
Yes,
I love Run the Jewels.
Listen, man, I felt like Run the Jewels got snubbed a few years ago, and one of the best parts about being one half of, to me, the greatest rap group going today is the fact that this album, Michael, also brought LP his first Grammy.
Yes.
So shouts out and congratulations to my partner, Rhyme LP.
Give it up to LP. I'm curious. Actually, what is fun as a fan of yours and a fan of LPs, you hear your influences and what you do on solo projects and what you bring to a Run the Jewels project. Yeah. I think when you are marinating on Michael and sitting down thinking about what is a Run the Jewels project and what is a Killer Mike project, how do you delineate
that? Well, it's all the same. So not that it's the same sound or same thing, but so imagine Run the Jewels, the Uncanny X-Men. And then if you're a reader, I'm about to nerd out on you guys.
if you can work polygamy into this, I'm going to be so impressed.
Well, man. Oh, boy. Who wouldn't want to marry Storm?
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
So Run the Jewels is the Uncanny X-Men. It's a lot of characters come in and out. Rest in peace to Gangsta Boo, Zach De La Roca, you know, Mavis Staples, Josh Homme. All these people have come in. And what we have there is a university where you can find anybody, right? Mm-hmm. And Michael is just the prequel story to one half of the group Run the Jewels. So Michael is an extension of the Run the Jewels world, and you get to see the reason why I rap about my mother and Run the Jewels. You get to hear the whole story on Michael. So imagine Logan to Wolverine, and that's what this is. So this is an extension of Run the Jewels.
I want to switch gears a little bit. I will say, I rewatched it recently.
Yes.
After the George Floyd murder, you made an impromptu press conference.
Yes.
In Atlanta. You were asked to make a press conference.
I was.
Which I think is, if you haven't seen it, I think is not only the clarity of it, the catharsis within it, and the call to action, I think, is a pretty remarkable moment over the last decade.
Thank you.
Something you said there resonated with so many people.
Yes.
You asked people at a time of unrest.
Yeah.
You said to focus on, to plot.
Plan.
Strategize. Yeah. Optimize.
Organize. And mobilize.
Mobilize.
Absolutely.
We're on that process right now.
Yes.
I know you were talking specifically about police brutality.
Yes.
Here we are 3.5 years later.
Yeah.
Where are we on that? How are you seeing that process unfold?
Well, I'll tell you this. What I was saying that night, because there's a lot of misconstruing, and just flat, I'm going to be honest, people be lying.
They do.
Right. So people
trust
have agendas.
Me, I know.
You know, some people are like, you were defending the cops and crying. I'm like, no, that's not what I was doing. I was actually smoking blunts with Noriega, eating fish sandwiches, trying not to go.
And Noriega the rapper.
Yeah, Noriega the rapper.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Nori. And my friend T.I. said, hey, the mayor called me. There's some unrest. I was like, she never called me. And he was like an hour after asking for about an hour. He says, well, if you're not going to go, I'm not going to go. And everybody knows the rap rules. You can't leave your homies down. So I went with him. And I'm pulling up to the jail with a quarter pound of marijuana, a little stoned.
A quarter pound?
I had just scored. And I
How long does that last?
About a couple weeks, maybe.
Okay.
So I'm there, and I'm just like, okay. And I see our mayor, who's also from me and T.I.'s neighborhood, and she's doing a dynamic job of telling the police, hold off. Don't make a move. We're going to talk to the public first. And then Tip gets up to speak, and I'm just like, okay, I stood in solidarity with my homie. And then he's like, and now Killer Mike. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I just simply told the truth. And the truth is, what happened to George Floyd was a murder. It was evil. It was wrong. The truth is also that Atlanta has long been a fortress for the black civil rights movement in this country and civil rights period. And if we would have burned Atlanta down, we'd have burned down a fortress that people could use to plot, plan, strategize, organize, and mobilize. So ultimately, all I was saying in that speech was use your homes, use your businesses, use your churches as centers to welcome people in and plan, plot out what are we going to do next. Strategize, organize, and mobilize, and then do the next thing. I challenged them, and my city stepped up. What I'm seeing in Atlanta now is organizers be supported. I'm seeing more organizers come out. My man Rowett down there just gave an amazing speech yesterday. Shouts out to him. He's an Indian American guy. He's in Atlanta. He's organizing constantly. We're organizing around the vote. I saw Atlantans really welcome other people in to try to push back against the powers that be. That's what my city's always done. That's what we're doing now, and that's what I think we'll do going forward. Organizers do not have to agree with each other. We do not have to agree with methodology. But what we must start to agree with is that there's a problem to be solved. And if we waste too much time infighting, the problems never get solved. And the oligarchs and corporations continue to run this country.
Killer Mike, everyone. Michael is available now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's our show for tonight. Now here it is. Your moment of Zen.
This morning, the biggest snowstorm in 2 years. But in New York City, no snow day. It's a work-from-home day for students.
Long gone are the days of just a snow day and everybody just has off. We expect for them to be fully engaged.
What do you think about not going to school tomorrow?
I don't really want
to go to school tomorrow. It's like a Tuesday. And I'm not really a fan of Tuesdays.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.